everyone, and welcome to another episode of Keeping Them Safe. I'm so glad that you're with us today, and we're going to have a conversation that's a little bit different. Last April, we had a similar conversation, and this April, we'll be doing the same thing because April is Child Abuse Prevention Month in the United States. So we're going to take a little bit of a pause from our focus on child sexual abuse prevention and talk about how we can draw attention to the different kinds of abuse that children are victimized by throughout their lives. As I said, in the United States, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And we want to talk today about a way that we can all focus on and point to the need for prevention in all areas of child abuse and neglect. And I'm kind of calling this conversation Blue is the Color of Prevention. Throughout the month of April, you're going to see displays and presentations and commercials and promotions that draw attention to the problems faced by victims of abuse of all kinds. And you're going to hear a lot of conversations, hopefully, about the cost to society for this crime against our children. You know, about 75 to 80% of the abuse and neglect of children is neglect. People who don't properly care for, nurture, feed, clean, tend to, or provide a living environment for their children. You're going to see a lot of displays, a lot of different ways to draw attention to the issue, and many of those displays will feature the color blue as a reminder to all of us of all the children dealing with the consequences of abuse, including those who died at the hands of an abuser. Blue is the color of the month in April, a deep, rich, beautiful blue. It's the color of lapel pins and pinwheels that are laid out in fields to draw attention to the number of children that died at the hands of someone who professed to care about them through the year. It's the color of ribbons tied on trees to remember the children that those who work in this field cared for during the year. Some cities will light up bridges, and some cities will light up buildings. Churches will be able to sponsor Blue Sunday to call attention to the abuse our children are enduring. In fact, a church can look at the website for Blue Sunday and get all kinds of support and assistance and ideas, and even the accoutrements they'd need to create projects and promotional programs and bulletins and things that call attention to what our children are enduring in many, 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 many circumstances. Prevention workers will deliver blue ribbon pins to legislators, and they'll dress in blue at their state capitals to show their support for the efforts of all those who work for the well-being of children. You know, blue is reported to be the most acknowledged favorite color for all adults. It's a color that appears in more corporate logos than any other, and it's found on computer screens. I'm looking at mine right now, and the bar across the bottom and the top is blue. The window is blue. The little box for choosing apps is blue. It's in football jerseys, mugs, all kinds of places, and all kinds of surfaces. And many people who analyze color say blue is serenity and peace. Why? Well, because it's the color of the sky and the color of water. However, In feng shui, blue means both youth and wisdom, which really does point to why blue is the color of child abuse prevention. So one of the things you can do is during the month of April, wear blue. Take the opportunity to call attention to the problem of child abuse in our community and remind everyone that it takes all of us working together to create a safe environment for all children. You can certainly wear a blue lapel pin every day. Some of them are shaped like ribbons. Some of them are shaped like pinwheels. If you speak to your local child advocacy center, I'm fairly sure they'll have something that you can use, maybe a window cling for your car, or something that you can wear, like a lapel pin, to call attention to this issue for all the people around you for the entire month. So you could wear that lapel pin every day. You could tell people, this is a reminder that we, you and me, we're responsible for protecting all our children. From whom? From anyone who abuses them physically, emotionally, or sexually. Check to find out if your local child advocacy center or child protection services or any other child serving agency has a pinwheel yard or a blue ribbon tree or has some other way that you can participate in what's wanted and needed to draw attention to this. For example, in the community I lived in for the last 6 years, on the Main Street Square, there was a display every year of wooden children, the wooden outlines of children. People could sponsor those children for $35 to $50, and they would dress them and put them at the number of children that were served by the Child Advocacy Center was equal to the number of little wooden children on the square. And there was always a kickoff at the beginning of April and a completion of the whole effort at the end of April. But though during the entire month on the square downtown, there was a display of one or two or three or 400 children, depending on the actual number that was served by the local Child Advocacy Center during that year. So find out what your local organization is doing to demonstrate the scope of the problem in your community and take time to both see it for yourself and also invite others to join you to call attention to the issue. Write a letter to the editor, or post on your Facebook page to remind everyone of the opportunity we have, each and every one of us, to prevent this abuse from happening to our children. Some of it we can see happening around us. We can see it at a gas station when a parent is out of control, or sometimes we've seen it at community events or even a grocery store. We've seen physical abuse, mental abuse, or we've seen situations where people are engaging with their children in a way that puts the children at risk. Sometimes we've seen situations where we can tell that the parent or the caregiver is on the verge of blowing a gasket, if you will, on the verge of going over the edge. And we can take a moment and just say, hey, isn't it crazy how they can drive us nuts from time to time? Or you can speak to them in a way that lets them know that someone else is noticing, someone else is paying attention, someone else is looking out for them because you know they don't want to hurt their children. Find out what your children's school is doing and to help them learn how to protect themselves from predators and from abusers. And if they don't have a program, offer to assist them to find something. Share what you know about this issue and what your commitment is with organizations you belong to. Look for ways to bring community programs about this issue to local civic clubs and organizations that will open a pathway to prevention for them and for the children they care about. April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. You and I can make a difference there because together we can raise awareness. And through that awareness, we can begin to discover ways to make a real difference in the lives of all the children that we come in contact with and that those we know come in contact with. So during this particular conversation, I just want to remind you that keeping them safe is broader than simply child sexual abuse prevention. Keeping them safe, particularly in the month of April, means drawing attention to the issue of abuse, drawing attention to the risk that children face from people who say they care about them, drawing attention to the number of children in our environment who are suffering at the hands of people who say they love them. And another way you can begin to make a difference in this arena is by becoming part of a national conversation through a special interest Kiwanis Club that is being initiated between now and the 1st of April to draw attention to the commitment of Kiwanis, which is to improve life one child in one community at a time. The commitment of Kiwanis is to children, to empowering children, to leadership training, to creating environments that are safe, healthy, and developmental for children. And we are starting a special interest Kiwanis Club that will have as its attention and its intention working towards bringing child sexual abuse prevention programs to local Kiwanis clubs, to training people in each Kiwanis district to be able to present these programs so that they are ongoing and continuously being part of the training and development programs that are available in a local community. Kiwanis has hundreds of thousands of members around the world, and using them and joining them and creating this vehicle can be a catalyst for tipping the scale in favor of prevention and in favor of keeping them safe. My name is Sharon Doty. Thank you for listening today. Protect children and wear blue during April. Let people know that you are an advocate for children being safe and healthy and growing up to be responsible, caring adults. Thanks for joining us today. I look forward to being with you next time as we work together to continue to create an environment that has as its intention keeping them safe. Thanks for joining me.